Welcome to Real Estate Today, your residential and commercial source for marketing trends and investment strategies in the Willamette Valley. Real Estate Today on KUGN is brought to you by Cascade Title Company, David Carmichael, property tax attorney, Brigham Construction, Evergreen Roofing, State Farm agent Heidi Pollack, and McBride's Inspection Services. Now, Real Estate Today on KUGN.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. And joining me today is David Moore. David owns IRA Advantage in Portland, Individual Retirement Account, IRA Advantage in Portland. David, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. David's been doing this for 20 years, and his expertise is really key in allowing you to use your IRA to acquire real estate. A great opportunity that's been around for 25 years, and yet frequently you'll hear people who handle your IRA state, it can't be done. It can't be done with their company, but it's been able to have been done for quite a while. I own two apartment complexes with mine. There's a couple things you can't do. There's some things that you can do, but the big thing is it is not particularly complicated, but it's cumbersome. What role do you play in causing this to happen? I've got IRA funds, and I'd like to use it to acquire real estate.
Well, we consider ourselves to be an IRA facilitation company. We do not sell product. We just give people the ability to unlock their funds to go buy non-traditional investments. So,
okay.
One of the people that's sort of the top of the food chain in the self-directed IRA world said we've got a new world definition of diversification. And historically, somebody wants to go buy real estate with their IRA. They were told, well, okay, you can go buy a REIT. Well, that works
for
a lot of people.
That's a real estate investment trust. Okay.
Correct. Uh-huh. Correct. And that was the answer. But today, you know, people want to go buy real estate. And if they look at their returns, they look at what's happened. You know, think about this last decade in the stock market. It's been a rough one for people. And a lot of people like real estate. And it's something where they want to, you know, use that money to buy something, buy what they know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, some of the people that we listen to that seem to be on top of their game suggest that at least 20% of your investment portfolio should be in real estate. So here's the opportunity to use your IRA to make that type of acquisition. Let me ask you a quick question. If I buy something, I know that I can't benefit from it today. I can't receive cash flow, and I can't effectively use it as a personal asset, that's where you really come to play. You keep the money away from me so that it's not mine and it doesn't become a taxable event.
Correct. It's critical that this whole process is planned out. If you want to go buy a piece of real estate, from the deal's inception, it needs to be in the IRA's name. You can't go out, tie up a piece of property personally, and then assign that contract over to your IRA buy the property.
Yeah. You need to know what to do. And you're a font of information as to how to start this thing properly from the beginning.
Correct. We like to say the only dumb question is the one left unasked. So really, we want people to call up, ask questions. We're going to try to find out what people's objectives are, and we're going to hopefully be able to give them some guidance and help them get there.
That's fantastic. If you wanted to speak with David personally, he's at 800-475-1031, 800-475-1031. Or you could also reach his website, www, and then just the firm name, iraadvantage.net. www.iraadvantage.net. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. Have a fantastic evening.
This has been Real Estate Today on KUGN News Talk 590.